101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, I want to pull a prank to teach a lesson.
Oh, gosh.
So normally, my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, stays up a little bit later than I do because I go to bed around 8:30 every night. And he stays up a little bit later. And so my other roommates, Derek and Dylan, are be there. And they're all watching TV or doing whatever. And so normally, because my mom was a bounty hunter growing up, and so she instilled this fear in me, we had an alarm system put into the house, or I did. And so I'm very strict. Put the alarm system on when everyone is in the house and we go to bed.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a button. You push it and that's it. You gotta do anything else.
Okay.
Well, since my boyfriend has been out of town the past 2 weeks, my other two roommates, Dylan and Derek, have not been putting on the alarm. And so when I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I check. Did they put the alarm on?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really starting to make me angry because we pay money for it every month.
But it's not on.
It's not on. Use it.
Yeah.
So this morning, as I was leaving the house, I was like, you know what? Maybe Friday, I want to scare them. I want to scare the living bejesus out of them just so they can get a little dose of like what it is to live in my head. And just even if no one ever attempts to even break in my house or anything, it just gives me peace of mind when I sleep to know that it's there.
Okay.
And that's why I pay for it.
Yeah.
And I want them to feel the fear that I feel when I wake up and I see that it's not on. Because what happens is when I look at my phone, my app, to see if my alarm is on, I'm immediately like, someone's in the house. Someone's going to kill me. Someone's going to shoot us. Someone's going to stab us. That's what goes through my head. I want to play a prank.
What's the prank? You want to like set it so that they trip it?
No. I want to like bulldoze into each of their rooms and be like, I'm going to kill you! Just so they can feel that fear. And so then once you get that emotional marker in your head, they will never forget to set the alarm at night.
I can't say that I sign off on this. I love you so much.
Why not, Holly?
With my heart and my soul.
I need that alarm to be set.
Okay. Well, maybe we should think of alternate punishment. I was going to say, like, set it so that in the morning they have to, like, trip it and then the police are called or whatever the procedure is. You going in and like, you could give someone a heart attack.
Well, they'll learn. They'll know to set the alarm at night.
Maybe you should never actually have kids. Oh, man. Dear blog, I know. I already got it. And you know what? I got my sensitive panties on.
Okay.
I got it. I already understand. But I'm going to say anyway that I'm irritated.
Uh-oh.
I saw this online yesterday on Facebook. It was like shared by, I don't know, 10 friends of mine on Facebook. Because you know when someone shares something a lot, it's like, here's the thing. And then it's like all these people, like, you know, 7 different people shared it and you see who it was. I saw it then, early yesterday morning, and I was like, whatever.
Oh.
And I ignored it because I was like, you know what? You put whatever you want on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have anything to do with me. And then no less than 4 people tagged me in this same post between Instagram and Facebook throughout the day.
What was this post?
The post is, sorry, your dragon show ended stupidly.
Oh.
I don't ever come to your page and shove my dragon show down your throat, do I?
And obviously she's talking about Game of Thrones here.
I really enjoy Game of Thrones. Okay. I get it. I'm a nerd. I get it. And I get it that you're annoyed as a non-watcher by my posts. That doesn't mean that you have to tag me and make fun of me for whatever it is that I like to do. I'm not doing that to you. If you don't like it, block me.
Oh.
But don't tag me in something that's going to make me feel bad about my choices. Sorry you didn't get on at the ground floor of the show that is record-breaking and amazing, and now you're a sour grape about it.
Come on, dragon lady. Tell them.
I will burn your King's Landing down to the ground. Like, what do you want me to say to that?
And
I get it. And some of them are listeners, like Miguel and Holly family members, and I guess they think it's funny. I didn't think it was funny. I'm not yelling at you.
Are you okay? Did you get it all out? Do you have any more left in you?
No, I think that might be it.
Is that it?
Sorry, I think I ran out of steam.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.